starting our briefing on Reddit AI communities with a deep dive into music generation, specifically comparing Suno and Udio. The conversation has moved far beyond simple quality debates. Users are now discussing fundamental differences in how these two platforms actually process sound. The core insight is that they likely operate using entirely different architectures. Think of it this way. Suno functions largely like a large language model for music, predicting the next sequential piece of audio token by token. This mechanism excels at global compositional planning, allowing it to manage macro-level structures like an intro, verse, and bridge in one single, continuous pass, which is why the platform handles structured tags very well. Udio, on the other hand, utilizes a heavy diffusion approach, building upon technology similar to Google's Audio LM. Instead of predicting the whole song sequentially, Udio focuses on denoising small, precise windows or blocks at a time. This structure gives it incredible microscopic audio detail and superior transient response. This results in remarkably high fidelity instrument separation that many are calling studio quality. A key technical takeaway is their difference in raw output quality. Suno historically had artifacts when upscaling its compressed audio rate, while Udio generates native stereo tracks at a higher sample rate from the outset. Both platforms process text very differently too. Suno treats explicit structural tags like commands, but Udio processes general descriptive language as deep stylistic conditioning vectors. Moving beyond the technical comparison, users are having a lively discussion about the creator's role in AI music. The consensus is that prompting has become only the starting line of the creative process. Many seasoned creators point out that true skill now lies in traditional production workflows, comparing multiple takes, refining structural continuity across minutes of audio, mixing stems, and mastering the final piece. It suggests a return to valuing human iteration and curation over just generating initial ideas. In terms of legal concerns regarding original works, users who asked about putting their own non-AI poetry into these tools received quick reassurance that their original lyrics and publishing rights remain entirely theirs. Finally, switching gears slightly to productivity AI in r/Zapier. The pain point discussed is building automation for PDF generation from forms like Typeform. The recurring nightmare is when a client makes a seemingly minor edit, like renaming a field or adding an extra column, and the entire automated invoice breaks apart. The current suggested workarounds involve moving past simple merge tags entirely, and instead parsing the raw form output through JavaScript to stabilize the data structure, thereby protecting the automation from random client edits.